July the 20th. The Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance. Ephesians 1:13-14. Oh, what enlightenment, what joys, what consolation, what delight of heart is experienced by that person who has learned to feed on Jesus and on Jesus alone. Yet the realization that we have of Christ's preciousness is, in this life, imperfect at best. As an old writer says, 'tis but a taste. We have only simply tasted the kindness of the Lord. 1 Peter 2:3. But we don't yet know how good and gracious and kind He is. What we know of His sweetness, though, makes us desire more. We have enjoyed the first fruits of the Spirit, and they have caused us to hunger and thirst for the fullness of the heavenly harvest. In this world we are like Israel in the wilderness, which had only one cluster of grapes from Eshcol, Numbers 13:23, but in heaven we will be in the vineyard. Now we are only beginners in spiritual education, for although we have learned the first letters of the alphabet, we cannot read words yet, much less put sentences together. As one says, he who has been in heaven only 5 minutes knows more than all the theologians on earth. We have many ungratified desires now, but soon every wish will be satisfied, and all our powers will find the most pleasant fulfillment in that eternal world of joy. O Christian, within a very little time you will be rid of all your trials and troubles. Your eyes that are now bathed in tears will weep no more. You will gaze in inexpressible delight upon the splendor of Him who sits upon the throne. Even more than that, you will sit upon His throne. The triumph of His glory will be shared by you. His crown, His joy, and His paradise will be yours. You shall be a fellow heir with Him who is the heir of all things. Romans 8:17.